Authorities have identified the two deceased men as Michael Hunt Sr. of Milford, Pennsylvania, and Richard Cowell Sr. of Port Jervis, New York. A third passenger on the boat, Douglas Cohen, survived the incident. All three men were frequent visitors to Yakutat, and both Hunt and Cowell were well known in the community. The Yakutat Police Department received word at around 9:45 a.m. on Friday, September 24th, that a boat had capsized on the Setuck River approximately 9 miles outside the city. Yakutat Police Chief Jim Capra says the men were traveling upriver in a 15-foot jet boat when the skiff became pinned while attempting to avoid logs in the river.
Yeah, I've talked to this survivor, and he's given a pretty detailed account. The water had risen to, not flood stage, but a very high stage overnight. They probably had experience at that river level, but the flows are probably twice as fast. And the river's normally not very fast, but it is always full of log jams, and it looks like they misjudged the speed of the current.
Capra said the boat crashed into a pile of logs, and it began taking on water and capsized.
Doug was pinned for a short while, but was able to get himself out. Michael was pinned just downstream on that same log jam, the same log the boat was on, and didn't make it.
A pair of sport fishermen passing by spotted both the boat and Hunt, but were unable to retrieve him due to the strong current.
It was just too dangerous with the current. So they went downstream looking for anybody else or any debris, and they found Doug, got Doug to the landing, and raced into town.
The fishermen called first responders, who quickly organized a search. According to Capra, a group of volunteer firefighters, searchers, and EMS retrieved Hunt's body around 2 hours after the initial incident and continued the search for Cowell.
They were able to get a significant portion of that logjam cut away and found, other than a couple of small items, no sign of Richard. So we concentrated on the high probability search areas with probes, holes, and an underwater camera on a probe, looking under and through the log jams in the high probability areas.
One of the search teams found Cowell's body on Monday near the accident site. Capra says over 50 volunteers and first responders aided in the search and rescue efforts, which took 4 days. Cohen was taken to the Yakutat Community Health Clinic to be evaluated and later released. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Tosh Kimmel.